Thank you for holding. Is this Jim?
Yes.
Hi, Jim. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy day so far. Did you have any questions about the listing or what we could do for you aside from just the cost?
Well, he said there's some kind of a special Black Friday rate. I'm just kind of wanting to hear what that might be.
Yeah, so traditionally our pricing structure started about $399 per month. I actually can reduce the cost on that package by 50% as part of that Black Friday special. So I could bring it down to $199, but the added benefit to you in that is that you would keep that pricing structure for as long as you're with us.
Okay.
So each month you'll actually save 50%.
Yeah, I think they had talked to me about the thing, though, is I got to sign up for like a whole year or something like that.
No. Our services are month to month.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Yeah, it's month to month. Everybody that's on the first page of Google is coming back at their own will, Jim. They're not up there because they have to be up there. They're up there because they qualified for it, they signed up for it, and they want to have it each month.
Okay. Well, was it you guys that said you could take care of my SEO too, or was that, am I thinking of someone else?
No, yeah, that's us. We would take care of your SEO as well. It's a package deal, so in the package we actually cover SEO, your Bing listing, so it's not just Google, you have Bing, you have Yelp, you have Yellow Pages, we host the .com website for you, we host your Google Business Profile, verify the Google Business Profile, and we provide you with a tracking system so you can actually see all the leads that we're bringing in for your business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. If you could do anything with the Yelp listing that you have now, we're not going to duplicate your Yelp listing or anything like that, but it looks like that's pretty much the only form of advertising that you have. If you could do well with that, then I know you'll do really well with the first page placement on Google. You know, the customers call you live, and that's what most people do anyway. They're not usually going to Yelp or Yellow Pages, even Bing for that matter. About 92% of searches done on the internet go directly through the Google search engine. So this is where
your
customers
are. Here's the thing I don't like about Yelp is that Yelp is very, very much of a hassle to use because they track your response time. So if you're out of town, right, and you know, you shut your calls off and you don't answer for a week, that makes it look like you don't respond for a week, you know.
And
eventually it'll go back to a smaller time once you get back, but it's just kind of funky that way. The other thing I don't like about it is that it's no one calls you directly. It's always you got to respond with an email, which is fine, except most of the time the people don't answer you back, so it's a waste of time, you know.
Right.
So, you know, it's just, I don't know. I realize that's not your deal. I realize that's not.
But I can explain the differences is that people would be able to call you directly off of Google with us. So they just have to look up a service you provide, even if it's on their smartphone. If they click on your name, they're calling you directly as a live call. However, if you're missing those calls because you're out of town, like you explained, there is a tracking system that I mentioned earlier that'll actually gather their information. So it'll kind of develop a pipeline for you. It'll save their number, what service they were looking up before they actually called you. And then that way you can call them back when you do get back in town or when you are available. You can go through that pipeline and you still have those leads and opportunities to dig through. Obviously the live call.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Oh, sorry.
No, I was just saying that's cool.
Yeah, the live calls are obviously going to have the most success. You know, about, I would say 9 out of 10 times when somebody calls you directly, it's pretty much a done deal because they're already on Google, they've already looked up the service, they've seen your reviews, they've seen your website, and then they called you, you know. So you'd really have to mess it up to lose that opportunity or be too expensive.
Sure. Hey, by the way, how long have you guys been doing this?
Since 2004, our company's been around.
Was I a former customer by chance?
I can look it up. Give me just a second.
Yeah, why don't you try that? Because I was with someone a while back that did a great job, and then I regret having left them because they were real inexpensive and they did a really good job. It might have been you guys. I don't know, but
yeah, I can look it up. 1 second, Jim. Christopher, was it in 2017?
I guess it could have been. Yeah, it's been a while ago.
Yeah, we worked with you in 2017, it says.
Okay. Well, yeah, I remember having really good results from that. If I'm not mistaken, I think they did, and I guess you can't even, you wouldn't be able to track what kind of success rate I had, but I want to say it was you guys that did a really good job for me, and I don't know why I ever left.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like, I mean, even when I pull up this account, it's showing me our old relevant ads background, which is something that, you know, you had to have worked with us a while ago. A lot's changed over the 5 years. Not necessarily on the customer-facing side of it, but more so on our side of it and our partnerships with Google. We're a premier Google partner now, so we actually provide a better service, I would say. Our Google partnership gives us access to the programming prior to it even taking place. So, you know, but it looks like here the first time we ever came in contact with you was 14 years ago. Have you had this business that long?
Yeah, I've been doing this since 1984.
Oh, wow. Okay. And always under the same business name?
Right, always under Ablin 4 system.
Yeah, that's wild. Because it's showing
so I did business
insulation in St. Louis. Yeah.
Oh, insulation. Okay, that would have been in 2014. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, for a little bit there, I was going to do a insulation distributorship, and that really never went anywhere because the company was not very good, the one that I would have been representing, so I jumped out of that.
Gotcha.
So
it looks like you were doing a few different things. Your business has gone through some changes over the years.
Yeah, so in 2017, was I with you a whole year, or how long was I with you guys?
It says here that it actually was in late 17, so this was 11-8. You signed up, and then the last record for that account is showing 8 of 2018. So it looks like you went about 9 months.
Okay. Well, I do remember I was with somebody that was doing a good job, and then for some reason I left because someone else talked me out of whatever I was doing. And then I regretted it, but then I didn't jump back in again. I don't know why. That's really weird. I think it was you guys, though.
Well, one of my...
Because I remember it being a real...
Yeah, that's really old, but it looks like one of my reps talked to you on, like, last week. Another John ETO. Yeah. And
uh-huh.
He pitched you on our Google Guarantee campaign, which are a little bit different, a bit more expensive starting out. But I would never really recommend that somebody start with that kind of campaign. I would usually say, you know, you sign up local, you start out with local, you evaluate that, and your return on investment, start making some money, branding yourself in the community. And then once you've established yourself, talk about, you know, doing something bigger like Google Guarantee. Because those, I mean, the leads in your industry for Google Guarantee go as high as like $80 a lead. It's pretty expensive. You end up spending over $1,000 a month starting out. So I would definitely say the Black Friday special for this local listing, it's covering all of St. Louis, a metro area. You know, it's about a 50-mile radius at $199. That would be a great starting point for both of us, for you to get back on that first page. You know, and then obviously if you want to grow, though, there's a lot of opportunity to grow by upgrading to a package like that in the future.
Sure. Yeah, and you'll make recommendations about what changes I need to make to my website to make that feed better, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. We do on-site and off-site SEO. So if there's any recommendations for the site, we'll absolutely send them over. Same thing with the keywords. We monitor the keywords and how often they're being searched in the area. If we ever know some are working better than others, we'll contact you. But we won't make any changes without getting your consent first.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and sign up with you guys. Is there some kind of a sign-up cost too, though, or is it just straight $200 a month?
Yeah, so there is a one-time setup fee. So the initial investment would be $298, Jim, and then each month after that it would be $199.
Okay. And the $298 just covers your cost to input my information or something, or what is that for? What does it
right.
do?
Well, once we submit it, they're going to re-pin verify you. So are you still at the 7395 Flora Ave?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so they're going to resend that postcard, you know, and verify that nothing's changed as far as address, phone number, and the information that we set up. So getting the PIN verification,
okay.
submitting the account, and then taking that placement off the board to make sure it doesn't go to any other flooring companies in the St. Louis metro area is really what that setup fee is going towards.
Yeah, okay. And then what about the, what else are I going to ask you about? Let's see. There was something else I wanted to ask you. What was it now?
Take your time. I'm not in any kind of rush.
Yeah, shoot. Okay.
I'll be your account. Can you hear me?
What's that?
You cut out for a second. I was going to say, I'll be your account lead. So I'm going to send you my contact info. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns while we're moving forward, or you remember what you were just thinking about, you can always call in, you know. I'll be maintaining the profile with you. So we kind of walk you through it until everything's up and running and you're comfortable and you're receiving clients, and then we'll kind of back off and let you do your thing.
Okay, well, I remember now what I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
How many different keywords can I get for, for this cost? How many keywords are first place? First place placement for the keywords. How many keywords do I get?
We list you for 15 different keyword terms or phrases at a time. You could hand select.
Oh, really?
But like I said, we have recommendations too. So we use the Google Analytics system to see which keywords and services in your industry are getting the most traffic. And we always recommend the top 15. But if you're like, hey, I want these ones specifically, you have final say on everything, like I mentioned earlier. So you can.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So we'll.
All right. Now.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I was just going to say, like, as we go, you'll see that we'll send over, like, an email or text to you with recommendations if we feel like the keywords should be switched and it's a benefit to you. But, again, you know, none of that stuff changes automatically. We always get your consent.
Okay, that's cool. The other thing I wanted to ask is how many months would it take to get that first page placement that I'm looking for?
Yeah, so with a large metropolitan area like St. Louis Metro, Google tells us to quote 30 to 45 days. On average, though, with my experience in this area, the clients usually get up there in about 2 weeks. The reason they want us to quote you 30 to 45 days is in case there's a problem with the PIN verification or Google's acceptance of the account, especially if it's like a reactivated account. They kind of look into what caused the deactivation, and then they want to make sure that doesn't happen again. So,
sure. Okay.
You know, I would say
and then,
30 to 45 days because that's what they tell us to say.
Okay.
I anticipate you getting up there sooner. If I get you up there sooner, great. If I get you up there in 30 to 45, then I know, you know, it's more than reasonable.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm in.
Okay. You're going to love it. Yeah, I feel like you did great last time, and with the upgrades and the relationship that we developed with Google over time and you being a priority customer, a returning customer on a Black Friday special, I mean, I don't see how you wouldn't love this and use it as a long-term marketing solution.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, I mean, even if I get first page placement. Now, when you say first page placement, too, I did want to clarify that. Does that mean top three, or does that just mean first page?
Yeah, so they say to quote you first page, but we don't stop optimization until you reach Google Places section. So those are those three guys located right next to the map. We don't consider our job until you reach that section. But how you rank one, two, or three is going to be based on the location of the end user. So you'll notice when you search from your residence, you'll see yourself as the top option, and then because that's where your PIN verification was sent. But the further you get from that, the other guys might be getting closer to a competitor that's in that top three, so they might rotate. Does that make sense?
Okay.
You get the top recommended guys with the best optimization, and then Google kind of helps the end user by going, hey, these are the best guys, but this one's closest to you, this one's second, and this one's last.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. So yep. I'm going to create your profile and just verify some basic information. I have most of it, but I just want to make sure everything's still accurate. So is Jim short for anything? Because we've always just had you as Jim.
Yeah, no, Jim's good.
Okay. And then the last name, A-B-E-L-N, just like the business name?
Yeah, it's just A, B as in boy, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, N as in Nancy. I always spell it out because it's a weird name.
Yeah, it's very unique. And then the business name is just your last name and Floor Systems. Are you an LLC or incorporated by chance?
I am limited, so yeah, I'm a corporation, an S corp. But okay. I don't use the LTD on my name. So
okay, no worries. So I'll just leave it as. You pronounce it Abel?
That's Ablin. It's like there's an I or an E between the L and the N.
Yeah. Okay. Ablin Floor Systems. Got it. Okay.
Correct.
And then what's the business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
It is just jimablin spelled out at gmail.com.
Okay, jimablin at gmail.com, update. Okay, and you said the street address is still the same, right? The 7395 Flora Ave?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want that address hidden or displayed?
Hidden is better because I'm just a contractor. I'm not a storefront.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Gotcha. Okay, I got you here. Okay. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Whatever they are now. I think I've got the website as Monday through Friday, you know, from, you know, like 8 to 5, I guess.
Monday through Friday. 8 to 5. Okay. And then Saturday and Sunday, are you closed?
I'm closed on Sundays, and then Saturday is by appointment.
Okay. Saturday by appointment, Sunday closed. Okay. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. And then there will be a client interview. Client interviews usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. What's a good time tomorrow where I can have a technician walk you through the client interview?
All right. Hang on. Let me look at my calendar real quick. Bear with me a second.
Yeah, take your time.
Okay, let's get the 23rd. Let's do morning time. What's your first available morning time? I don't know. Are you guys Central Time or Eastern Time? Or
No, we're on Pacific Standard. We're in California.
California, okay.
Yeah, so the earliest I have is 7 a.m. Pacific Standard. I believe you're on Central Time, right?
Right, so we're, I think, 2 hours behind you guys.
Yep, so the earliest I'd be able to do would be between 9 and 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, that works for me.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and.
And who should I put? Should I put in there?
So usually what happens with a client interview is they'll have me call you first, and then I'll transfer you over to the technician. However, because of the holiday, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I'm actually out tomorrow all the way until Monday. I won't be back until the 28th.
Okay.
It's the first, like, family time I've had all year. So I just want to let you know that.
Good for you.
I know. I got two little boys, too, so it's like, I'm trying to make sure
that sounds
I leave
good.
Them with a nice roof that they could fight over when I'm in my grave. I could see a win.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll be out, but there will be a technician that'll contact you to walk you through that within that hour.
Okay, well, let me put your company name or something on here. What's the name of the company again?
Local Splash. So LOCAL, and then the last name is Splash. So SPLASH, Local Splash.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to this as well, to your Gmail. You're also going to get an automated text message about 1 hour prior. So about 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, they'll text you as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes, you know, just let us know. We could always, reschedule it, but it would be best to get it knocked out before going into Thanksgiving, because then those guys are out on Thanksgiving and Friday.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. We gave them the full 2 days, but it's mostly because I felt bad about this year. Usually we give them an extra day for Christmas too, but our execs said no, because Thanksgiving is on Saturday and Christmas is on Sunday. So they're like, it's a regular weekend and back to work you go.
That's cool.
So I was like, all right, we'll make up for it. We'll give you the day after Thanksgiving off and you guys get a long weekend. And then I added
nice.
Day in there. Okay, but I did send
that's
that
cool. Now, are you the company owner, by the way, or not?
No. So I'm one of the directors here. I've been here about 10 years. But the owner's a friend of mine. His name's Dave.
Okay, that's cool.
So it's a really good company. I've been around for a long time. I first started working here in 2012.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That's great. That's good that you've been there that long. That's a long tenure there.
Yeah, they're already there like eight, 9 years at the time. And when I first came over, I'd just gotten a Google certification, and I wanted to work at the Google headquarters, but the opportunity came where I didn't get all the fancy kicks and giggles, I guess you could say, from Google, but it paid a lot better if I would have came over here. So I just said, send me to one of your partners, and I'll go work there, you know?
Nice. There you go. That's perfect.
Yeah, it worked out great. I got a down payment on the house already. I don't know if you know about California. California is, $1 million doesn't get you too much out here.
No, I know that. Yeah, it's insane out there. That's why I didn't move up to Seattle. It's the same way, not quite as bad, but I had an opportunity to move up to Seattle in the early 90s. And back then, you know, a little two-bedroom concrete block, no basement, concrete floor house made out of, like I said, cinder block, would cost you about $300,000 back in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Now that same house is probably three times that much.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. The older folks are having a good kick out here, the ones that bought houses back then, because they probably bought them for a quarter, and they sell them for, one and a quarter.
absolutely. That's how that works.
Yeah, they just pocket it and they go, that's their whole retirement right there, and they just go have a good time and,
Can't beat that, man.
Yeah, it's not a bad way to go, but I don't think I'm going to do that. I'm going to leave it behind for the boys and just let them figure it out, sell it and there's some
That's cool. Yeah,
go put some flowers on
my
dirt.
There you go. Yeah, I'm only about 20 years out for that or less, so I'm not that far away from that. I'm 60.
Hey, we never know. We never know. My dad, he's 60. So I give you some perspective.
Yeah.
But my mom passed years ago in 2010. So and she was really young at the time. Yeah. So she was still in her
40s. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, that's way too young, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, cancer will do that to you.
Yes, it will. You got to really watch what you eat and try to do everything that the doctor recommends.
Well, my mom, poor thing. So she had red hair and green eyes, and she was just so fair skinned. You know, she got skin cancer. It was melanoma, and she didn't think anything of it. It's so curable nowadays. It's like 99% of people that get it survive it. You know. It's
Yeah,
but she just kind of didn't think anything of it, and then by the time she got it checked out, it was already something that had spread. So she thought she was dealing with other medical conditions, and she had a metastatic melanoma. So it was already in her liver and her lungs when they figured it out, and then by the time it spread to her brain, she'd forgotten a lot of stuff. It was almost like Alzheimer's that she had in her last 6 months. Yeah, so. It was
something. That's horrible.
It definitely. But it gave me a lot of perspective, you know. Do things now. You know, tomorrow isn't promised.
You bet.
So,
right. That's for sure.
But I got your profile all set up and the listing created. Yeah. The last thing we got to do is secure your first month payment. So in terms of securing
That's fine.
Okay, how did you want to do that?
Credit card.
Okay.
Credit card.
Visa, MasterCard, Discover, Amex?
It is a... Oh, shit. Where's my card?
Uh-oh.
My card's not in here. Oh, there it is. Gosh, I thought it was gone. All right, here it is.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is a Visa card.
Okay.
Yep, and the number is 4034.
4034.
9100.
9100.
4987.
4987.
8749.
8749. Okay, and the expiration date, month?
Expiration.
Okay.
125.
25, and 3-digit code on the back.
977.
977. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a brief voice verification because of this Black Friday discount I'm giving to you on a Tuesday. So this is just going to outline the agreement. It's an added form of protection for you, and we'll send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt, okay?
Okay, that's fine, yep.
All right.
No worries.
Okay, so you're on a recorded line, Jim. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Ablin Floor Systems.
Okay, and can you please state your full name and title within the business?
Jim Ablin, President.
Thank you, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
I do.
Right. And do you agree to be to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying that you have to discontinue anything that you're currently using. It's just saying that before you add anything else, let us know. So that way we can make sure you're not paying for something that you already have or duplicating any of the listing.
Sure, that's cool.
Okay. And then...
Yep.
All right. And then it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is November 22nd of 2022. Going to be in the discounted amount of $298. However, that's going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle as part of a Black Friday special that was overridden by Senior Representative Jonathan Hill. When the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd day in the discounted pricing structure of $199. Okay, so it's $298 the first month, $199 each month after that. It says you could discontinue or cancel at any time. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says if you are going to discontinue, we do ask that you let us know at least 3 business days before the next billing is due. And then it asked if you agreed to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Okay.
All right, so.
Yeah, so I didn't, that's interesting. So it is still $298 for the first month, plus $298, right?
No. It's $298 the first month.
Oh.
And that'll cover you all the way up until December 22nd. At that time, it'll be $199. Every month moving forward after that is $199.
Okay.
Makes sense.
But I thought you said there was a $298 setup charge on top of the $298.
No. It's a $99 setup charge on top of the $199.
Okay. I thought you said, I didn't hear you right. Okay, no worries. Okay, that's fine.
That. Now you're making me feel bad for giving you a discount.
Yeah, right. That's funny.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I can change it if you want. No.
No, that's all good, man. Yeah. You can stay right where we are. All right.
So your receipt's going to come across as $298 for the first month's payment, and then you're going to have everything in writing. It's going to state that the following payments are $199, okay? It's going to have a breakdown of everything that we're doing for you as well. So I'm going to send that receipt over to you now.
Okay.
All right. And then once you get that, there'll be a section that'll ask you to sign off on. So try to make sure you get that signed off on this evening, or at least before the client interview tomorrow morning between 9 and 10, okay?
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Well, that concludes our initial setup process. You do have my numbers attached to every text and email that you get from us moving forward. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, obviously feel free to reach out. Again, tomorrow I'm not going to be here until Monday, but there's still a 24/7 customer service available to you. So if even when I'm out and you have questions or you need help, there's still going to be a rep here to help you.
All right, that sounds great.
All right, well, enjoy your holiday, and then I'm going to circle back with you on Monday just to touch base and see how the whole client interview and everything went, okay?
Sure, yep, that sounds great.
All right, Jim, you have a great holiday. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks very much. You too. Have a great holiday.
I'm looking forward to working with you. Have a great day.
All right, likewise. Thank you.